Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Friday show.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Some of you guys, this is it. We're heading into our summer months. This could be our last Friday together, and you may not be by the radio for a second. So
lucky.
I know.
Get to sleep in.
We're jealous, but no, we're totally jealous.
Totally really jealous. Nice.
So if you don't get to say hi to us on the radio for a second, please, yeah, add us at Kramer and Jess on Facebook or Instagram. And if this is your last day, seriously, thank you guys so much for hopping in for the school year. And don't be a stranger. Seriously, you know where to get us. We're at Kramer and Jess. The podcast is here for you all summer. You can always subscribe to the Kramer and Jess On Demand podcast. It is Charlotte's life work. This is what she does.
It's my magnum opus.
Like, this is how she will be remembered in life, is by her podcasting skills. So make
a lot
sure
more than
that.
That'll well, just be one bullet point. She does a lot more than the podcast. All right, give my girl some cred.
Thank you, Jess. Multifaceted over here.
Yeah,
I really
are you kidding?
Hope so. I hope at the end of Charlotte's life, we don't remember her just by the Kramer and Jess On Demand podcast.
I don't think that'll be mentioned. To be honest,
can you imagine that is your life's work?
She was a good daughter and put together a pretty fun podcast.
Like, what do you think you will be remembered by? Like, I mean, I'm sure that the radio show will be a highlight of like what is said at my funeral. It has to be. I mean, this has been for 25 years now. This is what I've done, right? And I don't know what the rest of my life is going to look like, right? Like, I don't know if this will be. Like, I could go on to be something way bigger than this. Like, think about somebody like a Jimmy Carter. Like, he was an actor and also became a president, right? And, like,
wasn't
the president.
Was that Ronald Reagan?
Or was it Ronald Reagan? One of them.
Acted?
Well.
Did Jimmy Carter also act?
I don't know. I think. Or was he a peanut farmer? Maybe he was
we're
a peanut
losing,
farmer.
We're
I don't
losing
know.
The plot. One of the, thank you, Charlotte, for the podcast.
Yeah. But do you see what I mean?
Jake like, the Jogger. Hello.
Like, the point is, like, the radio show could be a very small portion of my life where I could go on and do something way bigger where this is just a small cliff note of my life. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, like, what do you think you're going to be remembered for in your lifetime? Do you think, like, the radio show will be the biggest part of your life?
No, I think I'm going to be remembered for the last person in the country to have the original chicken crispers from Chili's.
And I know that's right.
And that is
bro,
something I'm proud of.
Bro, get out of here.
I'm sorry, but it's a fact.
Okay. All right. That's a great question.
And it's pretty flipping awesome.
What superficial thing do you want to be remembered
that's
for?
That's not superficial. Bro,
that's
historic.
So superficial. That's so superficial.
That is historic. The Daily Mail wrote an article about
that's
me.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. Charlotte, okay, what superficial thing do you want to be remembered for then, Charlotte? Is there something that you're just like, man, that is.
I already answered this.
What is it?
That I had a great butt.
The greatest butt. So if that's mentioned, then yeah. Like,
when
that's
did
fine.
We say that? Maybe that was on Uncensored.
Yeah, that could
like
have been
I
over
didn't
there.
Say that on the regular radio.
That
sorry,
was
guys.
On that was on Uncensored.
Yeah. No, I actually don't know. I have to think about that. That's actually a good question to ponder.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't know. That's a good question. But I think Jess is a solid one to have the last
original chicken crispers from Chili's in the country.
Actually, I feel like mine would be like getting into beef with like random celebrities.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do love that.
I ratioed both Abigail Breslin and Boy George.
Yeah. I won. I don't know why you're so proud of that, but okay. I won. One thing that I am proud about, I've never really talked about, but I am oddly proud about is at what is MGM called now, Jess, at Disney? It's called Hollywood Studios. It's called Hollywood Studios, right?
Hollywood Studios?
Yeah, at
yes,
Disney.
Yes.
So they used to have a Would You, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire attraction.
Oh, yeah.
And I won $32,000 round. I didn't actually win that in real life, but like the $32,000 round one time in there.
You're like, it's your bell, fairy dust. You went to $32,000.
That's what it was. Like, I thought it was real money, too. And they were like, no, it's not real money. It was like the equivalent of, and I was like, but
oh,
I was
wait,
like,
at Disney, you got to spend at Disney?
No, it wasn't even but it was like the round of it. But I thought I was like 14 at the time.
What did you walk away with?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. But I thought I was so cool in that moment.
No, that like, is cool. They at least could have given you a T-shirt.
I would like to be remembered for that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It should be brought up at least once at my funeral. All right, how about you? Is there something like superficial you think should be brought up at your funeral at least? Because I mean, you know, those little moments are important too.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
Go. Number three.
Happy Pride. And Maryland has something to be very proud of. On the list of the top 10 best states for the LGBTQ community, Maryland ranked 7th place. And there are plenty of celebrations to take part of this weekend, including the Baltimore Pride Parade tomorrow, June 13th from 12 to 3 p.m. on Charles Street and North Avenue. And then you can make your way to the Pride Festival both Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 8 p.m. in Druid Hill Park. This year's headliners include Cash Doll on Saturday and En Vogue on Sunday. And you can get the full list of the weekend's Pride festivities on BaltimorePride.org.
Number two.
The Starbucks Barista Cups are back. Oh, and this time they're coming back in honor of the World Cup. Yeah, that's right. The new Barista Cup features a soccer-themed cap more than 6 months after the OG version made its debut and basically broke the internet in the process. Now, this time around, this kind of soccer-themed barista cup, it's going to be an online-only item that you can get on the Starbucks shop. It's day two of the World Cup, and the U.S. plays Paraguay tonight at 9 p.m.
Does anybody, I mean, and this is just true, because the first time there was that hysteria for it, but does anybody really care about getting one of those again? Like, honestly, you're a Starbucks cup person. Like, do you care about getting one of these now?
I didn't get the OG one when it was out, and yeah. I'm not really tripping, because I'm not going to lie, like, other places released a different version of it,
there
and I
so
got
many.
That one.
Yeah, there were so many that I hit, like Amazon started getting them, and I felt like everyone started getting their own version
and
of them.
And they're cute.
They're
so
cute.
Like, I'm not tripping. If you get it, like, cool, send me a pic, but, you know.
Number one.
Olivia Rodrigo has dropped her third studio album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So In Love. The album is reportedly split into two themed parts. So, Girl So In Love and then You Seem Pretty Sad. Rodrigo previously described the album as full of sad love songs, explaining that her favorite romantic tracks always have a tinge of fear or yearning in them. And also, this is really cool, the album features her first ever duet, What's Wrong With Me, featuring The Cure's Robert Smith. Take a listen. Doctor and she said I was fine, but every movie that I see makes me cry. It's like somebody put a weight on my chest. I should talk to a friend, but I can't get out of bed. My head is spinning, my stomach is sick. Say I'm in love, so it's hard to admit. I can't eat, I can't sleep. I think you're what's wrong. I'm so excited to listen to this album this weekend. That was fire.
That's an iconic feature to get.
For her first,
how amazing that is. Like,
for her first duet on her on a featured on an album. Pop off, Olivia. Excited for that. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
If it is your birthday, don't you feel like you should get your way? Just answer that question first. True or false? If it's your birthday, you should get your way. True or false? Jessica Dutra.
I mean, I think when you turn 43, I feel like that answer becomes a little more complex.
Yes or no?
So I'm going to say to you,
yes,
no. In your situation, no, because since you act like that all year on your birthday, no one knows to do anything else, because it's like, is this regular or not?
There's only a clear answer, and the answer is yes. If it is your birthday, you should always get your way. And this weekend in New York.
Did you get him the small violin yet, Charlotte, or no?
No, I need to get that.
Okay, cool.
So I went to New York this weekend with my family, my mom and my brother. We were all in New York for this weekend. I just feel like there's some days you really can't argue with people, and your birthday should be one of them, right? Now, the three of us shared a hotel room. And that's always kind of tricky when you've got three people that don't typically share a space. There's some things you've got to figure out.
True.
Now, there are some things that I'm very particular about. And one of those things that I am particular about is I must sleep with some type of noise. I can't sleep
I'm on
in
your
silence,
side.
Right?
I'm on
can't
your side.
Can't sleep in silence. Now, here's the thing. My mom and my brother are silent sleepers.
Yeah, dude.
Okay? Like, they have to sleep in just dead silence. I cannot. Like, I will sit there with my thoughts all night long. I don't care what it is.
So what has to be on? Like the TV?
I have a noise machine that I sleep
with.
What
does it sound like?
It's just white noise. Psh, like that's it. Like all night long. Gotta have it on. Gotta have it at least a medium volume, right?
And what did your mom say? And how old is your mom, by the way?
Mom's 73 years old.
What did this sweet 73-year-old woman say about keeping that on at night?
Here is where it gets a little trickier, because we get three people in a room. Two of them want dead silence.
Yeah.
It just gets a little trickier because I start arguing. I'm like, well, listen, that's fine, but we have to keep in mind it's my birthday.
Okay? Bruh, that was your argument.
I did.
That was your
argument.
Isn't it like two against one? So shouldn't the majority win?
I argued that it was my birthday, so that I think that I should get my way because it's my birthday.
Can I pause you real quick? Yeah. And I really hope that if necessary, we can pull the audio if you want to like challenge me on this.
Sure.
I remember when I brought up you going away, you were like, "I'm not doing anything for my birthday this year. I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. I'm not doing anything." Right. And I was like, "But what about New York?" And you said, from your mouth.
Yeah.
New York, that's not my birthday trip. That's for High Rocks.
Okay. So here's my brother threw back in my face. My brother goes, "Yeah, but mom paid for the room." And I'm like, "Wait."
Because you should have gotten your own room if you know that you're. That's the thing is, I'm so specific about sleeping. So I will say in advance, like, I'm going to need to do this or I will plan for it. That was where you went wrong.
So, yeah. Like, if you're going to share, you have to be ready to have a shared type of mind for the space. But if you require all these crazy things, which you do and you know. You should have gotten your own space.
So really, here's the question. When you've got people that share a space and you've got people that like noise when they sleep and people that don't like noise when they sleep, who wins?
You need to be alone. You need to have your own room.
Yeah, it's absolutely headphones.
Is it headphones or is it earplugs? Honestly.
Either.
Like who? Because they had earplugs. My mom brought extra earplugs.
You made them to have it on at night?
Well, the first night I kept it on. The second night that
I
turned it off and I slept like absolute crap. Well, because I argued the birthday fact. I argued the birthday fact and I won. What? You don't think birthday cards should have won that? Because I do. I do. And then I felt bad the second night.
No, I
feel
a little
guilty.
I think you're wrong. I think you're crazy. That was insane.
So who? Okay. In the fact
like
that
actually was insane and I can't believe you did that. And honestly, I can't believe that they allowed that.
The birthday card should not have won?
Bruh, no, it's not a birthday card, bro. No. That's not it.
Okay, in the
that's
case,
literally
in
not
the case
it. Like I can't like especially like when you're in a group setting like that, that's just so crazy. Like you should have had on your headphones.
You can't sleep with AirPods in. That's
I just
not
think
possible.
It's like you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like you would have complained.
You can, it's your birthday.
No, but
it's
that's
how it
the
works.
Thing. No, but here's the thing. You would
have your birthday cake and eat it
not
too.
Not when you're getting a free room.
No, that's what I'm saying. The
free room was tricky to me. That's where I felt.
You get the free room or you get to sleep well. That's your choice.
Yeah.
But you chose.
And as a 43-year-old person, I just think that you should handle your life differently at this point. Like that's a crazy reaction.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
Right now though, a chance to win $1,000 in free gas from Royal Farms. And by the way, this could be the last one that you're here for the school year. I know this is like, we're like wrapping up, man. For some of you guys, this is it. Could be the last couple of days. You could always listen to our show if you're not going to be here listening live on the Kramer and Jess On Demand podcast. It's like the whole show condensed into about 30 minutes. Go subscribe now. Kramer and Jess On Demand. You can get us on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Right now, though, caller 10. Good morning. Who's this? Hi. Hello.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. You're number 10.
Happy Friday, Kristen.
Hi guys.
What's going on?
Not much. Just getting ready for work.
Okay.
Wait, you're getting ready? Like, are you at home right now?
Well, I had to drop my boyfriend off from work, and then now I'm going to get ready.
Okay. All right, Kristen. Well, that's very nice of you. You're a very nice girlfriend for doing that. Very, very nice of you. Kristen, have you played before?
No.
You've never played. First time, y'all. Come on, let's welcome her. Let's welcome her to the show. It's a little intimidating. Kristen, we always say there's no pressure for a first timer. So first off, congratulations on getting through. You've heard this game before, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, let's explain these rules to you really quick, and then we're going to welcome Kristen into the First Timer Club. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kristen, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one. Which restaurant chain has a clown as a mascot?
McDonald's.
Correct. Question number two. Spell the word experience.
Let me see.
Experience.
EXPERIENCE.
Correct. Question number three. What song features the lyrics, "I'm working late because I'm a singer"?
It's Sabrina Carpenter.
What's that song? What's it called? I'm working late because I'm a singer. I I would sing it for you, but that would be a disadvantage.
Espresso.
Correct. Question number four. If it's 12:34 right now, what time will it be in 15 minutes?
12:34.
15 minutes from now is what? 12:34. Now it's going to be what? 15 minutes?
It said 12:34.
12:34, 15 minutes. That's 60 seconds right there. 12:34, 15 minutes. That'd be 12:49, by the way. 12:49.
That's okay. Honestly, yeah. Good first job on your first round.
Let's go.
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
Very well played. All right, we'll keep going. Just play for fun. Jessica, where are we going from there?
Okay, so we got 1 through 4. Number 5, what is the longest river in the United States?
Do we know it?
I'll
give you a clue. It's not the Mississippi. I think everyone's going to say Mississippi. It's not the Mississippi.
I'm thinking it's out west.
It's Missouri River. Mm-hmm. The Missouri River is okay. Right there for you.
Number 6, what animal's name means river horse in Greek?
This is hard. Do you know by chance?
This is crazy. I had no idea.
I did not know this either.
This is kind of cool.
This is tough.
It's hippopotamus.
Yeah, that's a tough question, though.
That would, I was going to guess a manatee.
No, that's a tough question, though.
But that
honestly,
was cool, though. I had no idea, though. That Greek, was a fun fact to learn today. And then last question right here, number 7, what is the hottest planet in our solar system?
I'm thinking Jupiter, but it's
Venus. It's Venus, by the way. I said Mars for some reason, but no, it's
Venus. Probably feel like it's outside our door right now.
I was going to say, it was Maryland yesterday.
No, it's Venus. Good job, Kristen.
First timer, y'all. One more time for it. Come on.
Thank you.
A lot of pressure. Hey, Kristen, it's all good. But we say you always got to kind of get the nerves out. You know how it's played now. We will come back on Monday. We're going to have 4 days next week. We're off Friday for Juneteenth. We'll have 4 days next week. A chance for you to go for that $1,000 once again, and we'll see you then, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue? Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Melissa in Ellicott City, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology from my son's teacher because she gave the most improved student award to the wrong kid.
What does that mean?
All right. My son just finished 5th grade. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the school year, he was really struggling academically. Mm-hmm. So early in the year, his teacher talked about the different end of the year awards that the students could earn. And one of those was the most improved student award. My son became obsessed.
Okay.
All he could talk about. He had that as a goal. For me, it was like, let's go. Like, okay. Something is motivating him.
Okay.
He's the competitive type.
He is.
Okay.
And he felt like this was something he could really work toward.
Yeah.
And so by the end of the year, he was really turning things around. He actually made honor roll for the first time in his life.
That's incredible.
That's awesome. We love that.
Yeah. So now let's get to the awards. So his teacher just stood up and said, and the most improved award goes to not my son.
Oh, no.
He just gulped. He didn't say anything. I mean, we just walked out together, got in the car, and as soon as he got in the car, I saw the tears.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah. And, you know, and he asked me, Mom, what else could I have done? And I didn't have an answer for him. It just kind of broke my heart. So I didn't tell him this, but I emailed his teacher afterward to ask her how the award was decided.
Okay.
I know this is probably not popular choice I made.
You're responding from emotion, obviously, because it was hard to see your son go through that. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so she said the student who received the award came to the school midway through the year. I guess she was in a difficult family situation or whatever. Mm. And she said the student was really withdrawn and struggling socially. But by the end of the year, she had made friends. She was participating in class. And she had improved socially. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay, so kind of like the same, but just in a different way.
It was for being a student, not being, you know, a social butterfly. But the other thing is, she came in midway through the year. And this was supposed to be based on how the student did the whole year.
So,
but the award itself is most improved, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But most improved to you means grades.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
So what do you want out of this? Like, do you legitimately want her to take this award away from this little girl and give it to your son?
I tell you what I think the right thing to do is give him the award for what it stood for.
So you don't think that little girl deserves the award? Is that what we're getting at?
I'm not trying to make this personalized against the girl, but no.
Because the thing is, it's like, if this is the award that the teacher, like that the teacher is deciding to give away, I feel like it's the teacher's choice to determine like what that means every year. And I'm sure it's going to change, you know?
I mean, let's break this down. If it's called most improved, it's kind of vague, but like, I would also think like if it's most improved and we're in a classroom, I'm assuming this is going to be most improved academically. Like, I see how you would also feel like that would be the award for that.
Exactly. Because like on a sports team, most improved is not that you showed up to every game and you tried. It means that you got better. I just want it made right. He improved his grade significantly and she needs to do something about this.
Okay. I just don't know.
We already lined her up. So
don't know if that's like technically allowed.
All right. Well, if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, here's how this works. We have reached out to Rachel, the teacher in question. I don't know that we can go back on an award at this point in the school year or if we should, but she's willing to come on. Now, she has honestly no idea that this is what's in question today. Is she willing to go back? Should we go back? Y'all, I don't know about this one. Melissa, hang on one second. Let me at least get Rachel on. Just don't let her know that you're on, though, until we give her a chance to try to figure it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me get in Rachel. Rachel, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Thanks a lot for agreeing to come on today. We appreciate it.
Sure.
So I know when Charlotte set this up with you, she said you have no idea who'd want to bring you on a segment. Anybody come to mind overnight who'd want to bring you on a segment about forgiveness?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. The person that wanted to bring you on today is one of your students' parents. This is Melissa.
Melissa. Do you have a last name by chance?
Melissa, sorry, what is your last name?
No, this is Miss Duncan.
Oh, Miss Duncan. Sorry, Miss Duncan.
Okay.
Sorry, Miss Duncan. Okay. That's sorry how you've been okay. Probably know each other. Melissa, why are we here today?
I want you to admit my son deserved the most improved award because you saw how much he improved throughout the school year. He really wanted this award and I feel like he really deserved it. I want you to make this right.
Well, I understand that you feel that way and that is absolutely valid to feel that way. And I know that that must have been really hard on your son. I know he worked hard. He worked so hard. I absolutely saw it. I made sure to let him know that I saw how hard he was working. Mm. I have to be really honest, though. I'm a little surprised. In emails, you mentioned grades. So I want to be very clear that that's not ever what the award was or what was intended with the award.
I think for me, the picture I got of the other student who you gave the award to was that she came through mid-year and she struggled with her family. And yes, she came out of her shell socially, but my son was there for the whole year and he right. really struggled in the beginning. And I just feel like if you look at the whole picture, like you're saying, then my son would be more deserving.
Okay. And again, that is absolutely valid that you would feel that way, but to be very transparent, the student who did receive the award, I do still feel and will continue to feel that she is deserving of that award. Not that your son isn't, but I hope that you can see how incredibly difficult it would be to join a school and a group of kids halfway through a year. And then adding on top of that what she was dealing with at home that I know you don't know the details, but it wasn't great. And she made incredible improvement that I am proud of. She should be proud of. And I would like for that to be celebrated by the whole class.
Is it confusing, though, if we say most improved, do we feel like that needs to go to a kid whose grades are the most improved versus socially?
Personally, I think when it says most improved, I feel like that can have like various meanings to it. And I do believe that that's Miss Rachel's or Miss Smith's decision to decide who that goes to. And also, I think it would be one thing if it said specifically academically, then okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. And so I think that can mean very different things for different kids because all the kids are different. And I also think that gives more kids a chance to improve in different ways.
Exactly. Did you say that to the whole class? Did you explain it that way to them?
If they had asked, I would have told them that, yes. But I made it pretty clear in the beginning of the year that those awards are up for grabs for whoever, and it is up to me to determine who is going to be receiving that award. So it wasn't called the most improved academically. It was the most improved.
Do you feel like you owe her son an apology for that?
I never want any of my kids to walk away feeling anything less than excited and grateful. And so, of course, if he wanted to have a conversation with me, I would absolutely have a conversation, and I would validate his feelings, and I would apologize for how it made him feel. But I'm not going to change my mind on this.
Yeah, I think all of that sounded, dare I say, politically correct. He wanted this so badly, and he worked for it.
Right. Listen, I don't think we can go any further. We should go any further with this.
Well,
No.
And I empathize with you because obviously your son worked so hard, and I do believe that he deserves to be celebrated. And I think that's something that you guys can do within your family. But I don't think that we can tell a teacher to take away an award from a little girl. And then two, it's like all of us have had to go through the experience of like, you're not always going to get what you want. You don't always win. You don't always get the thing. And so I don't know what else we can do.
Yeah, I think we're going to be done for this week. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. I'm just not happy right now, guys.
Wait, Denise from Middle River, did we get it wrong? Did you think we...
Definitely. I can't believe you shut that mom down. She had such a valid point. You made her sound crazy. And Jess, I have to be honest, I'm most surprised at you because you're mostly the voice of reason. I mean, Kramer, I understand, like he's always whatever.
Wait, okay, first off, hang on. Wait, you think we should have taken that award away from that one kid and given it to her son, honestly?
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, he went from failing to honor roll and he still didn't win most improved. Like, what does he have to do to win it? And she's saying that it's not only based on grades, but it's other intangible things. Then why are you calling it most improved? Call it, you know, who I feel like giving an award to.
Okay, I don't think that's what Rachel was doing. Denise, you know, I totally understand if you don't agree with what I'm saying, but I have to be honest. I would not feel comfortable telling Melissa and also setting an example for her son that it's okay to take something away from that little girl that also worked hard in her own way. We also have to understand, like, we don't know everything that was going on behind closed doors. And for Melissa to think she was owed that personal information about that little girl and her family, I think is also inappropriate.
Right.
Okay, so don't take the award away from the other child, but an apology can go a long way.
What would she apologize for? Like for what?
For not acknowledging, you know, kids really, these award things, kids take them seriously. It means something to be acknowledged for your achievements in front of your class. It just sounds like the teacher just got so defensive that a parent questioned her decision instead of taking a moment to consider that she might have gotten it wrong. I guarantee you that nobody in that auditorium, when they hear most improved, was thinking socially. They're thinking academically, most improved. So what did the girl? She's getting the award because she stopped picking her nose.
Okay.
So she's improved in that way?
No.
You know?
We're fighting over a fifth grade certificate at this point. I mean you literally think that we should go tell a fifth grader to take a certificate back at this point?
This should be an extenuating circumstance. You have to give another most improved award to that kid.
So they both, think...
But then everybody in the class, at this point, do you want everyone in the class to get one at this point?
No. Because everyone in the class did not achieve what that one little boy achieved.
We don't know.
So but you honestly think the right thing to do would be for her to go in front of the class, the school, whatever, and be like, hey, I got it wrong.
I don't want to shame or embarrass another child.
But you are, because you made fun of her earlier making a joke about her picking her nose. So that was what you did.
But I didn't do it in front of her class or her parents or any of that stuff. That would be immature. If my child cried in the car asking what else he could have done to get that award, I'd be making that same phone call.
Okay. Talk to Gabriella, because I kind of feel guilty. I'm like, did we do this the wrong way? Gabriella, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Did we get it wrong? Should we have taken the award away? Because I feel like a smidge guilty.
I don't.
No, that lady Denise had my heart going. Okay, I'm sorry. But I have two kids, and they, like, have these classes every weekend.
Yeah.
And they give awards every time.
Right,
and
yeah,
they love when they win, okay? And they don't often. And I say to them, well, one, like, did you really try your best? Or two, sometimes we don't get what we deserve.
Right.
And that has to be okay. I also came up with something called the Mommy Award because I wanted them to know I was proud. Also, what an opportunity to learn like some empathy with whatever this girl is going through.
Yeah.
Clearly, we know like people go through horrific things, right? And like what a time to teach your kid that maybe she just really needed it more.
No, that's true. Know, like, that could have been a really good lesson there instead.
And it's just like we need some more kindness and like, you know, yeah, we don't always win and it's awful. It feels bad and I'm sure it feels bad for him, but my gosh, like to go off on a teacher, which we all know, like talk about underappreciated and
already,
overworked.
As
and,
it is, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I have two young kids, so I get it. I get it. And it's hard seeing your kid that upset, but you're the parent. Parent your kid, not the teacher.
Yeah, well said. I want to debate the difference between strong, independent woman versus male chivalry and where in which situations should each fall into, okay? This all started with a conversation with Bobby Millie Brown. Do you want to explain where we are with this, Jess?
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown. So she was recently on Kylie Kelce's podcast and she is defending her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, after fans criticized him for not carrying bags or pushing their baby stroller during outings. And the thing is, this is not the first time that he has been in, you know, tabloids and there's been pictures of him doing this. And her needing to defend this part of her relationship. But this was kind of the first time that she did it this publicly because she had a space to do it. And so when she's talking on the podcast, she's basically discussing the double standard of promoting female independence while criticizing her husband, saying that she's fully capable and supports her husband. Take a listen.
Well, I'm like, okay, I can carry my own things. People are like, oh, where's your husband? And I'm like, I can also do it on my own. Nobody knows my husband. My husband is the most polite, sweet, will do anything for me, but he also knows I'm capable.
So it's, I think, a fine line, right? I think we live in this really weird era right now when there is this really strong, independent women can do things by themselves versus I think we also live in a very strong generation right now where there is a, hey, I want a man to kind of step up and do a lot of things for me too, right? So in that situation, when you see a woman who is kind of struggling to get all the baby stuff put together and push a stroller, I mean, do we feel like a guy should be there to help push and carry bags? I mean, in that situation...
But I think
which
what she's
is which.
Saying is she wasn't struggling. Like, I think she was saying, like, that wasn't the, like, she was doing just fine. I think she was saying, like, if he sees that she's struggling, that's when he will step in.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair.
My biggest issue with this debate is when this conversation takes place, it's like both things can't be true at the same time.
Sure.
And it has to be one over the other.
Yeah.
Where I agree with her when she says, I'm perfectly capable of doing this.
Sure.
And I want to do this. And if I needed help, I would ask my husband.
Right.
And you're making the assumption that he would, that he's told me no, that he wouldn't step up and help me, and that you know what's going on just based off of a picture because he's 10 steps behind me. And
right.
I chose to not only carry my baby at the same time, but also hold a couple of bags. My favorite thing is like those memes of like when women are holding things and you have like 500 things in your hand, you know what I mean? It's like we can do it, and if like we need help, and I mean I'm the same way. It's like if we're unloading, it'd be like if I was out and about and Garage Boy, you see us at the grocery store and you see us like unloading a car and you see me carrying the like a case of water bottles that are really heavy.
Okay, great,
and
good
if
example.
You guys were to look at us and be like, wow, Garage Boy, what a piece of crap making her do that. But what you didn't know is like I literally will say to my husband, I got it, because he can carry other stuff. Like we're a team.
So well, let's take that as an example.
Yeah.
Let's take it as an example. There's a case of water that needs to be carried in from the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's two of you. There's the guy and there's the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who is carrying that case of water in?
Well, I can tell you, I volunteer to carry the case of water because it's heavy, but I know that I can pick up that one heavy item. Whereas Garage Boy is when I pick up that one heavy item, Garage Boy is able to like carry 10 other bags that have like other heavy items
but
in it.
But let's just say there's just one
and
case
that's
of
why,
water. There's
and
just,
that's why I gave you that example, because that's exactly what we do.
I'm saying one case of water.
Mm-hmm.
Who's carrying that case of water inside?
Everybody take a side.
No, but seriously.
I think that was the point I was making earlier.
I'm saying in this dynamic,
but
we're
I think
talking.
That's what she's saying is like
y'all,
either or.
I'm talking about in this dynamic, we're talking about.
But that's her answer.
Strong, independent woman.
And that's, I think that's what's so frustrating about this conversation is what you're doing now is the reason why Millie is so upset.
Well, here's what I'm saying. In that situation, I'm 100% carrying the case of water in.
No, but I don't
in my
think
relationship,
you're...
I'm carrying the case of water in. I would not feel comfortable letting a woman carry the case of water. modern. I would feel weird.
What the woman prefers.
I would feel weird letting a woman carry a case of water inside.
And I think that's something men have to analyze is like, why is what makes me comfortable more important than like what she wants?
I don't know.
Period.
That's just
Charlotte,
how I feel.
Good point.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Let's just say here we are. We're walking up to a restaurant. Here's the door. Okay, we're both capable of opening a door. I'm going to open the door. That's what I feel more comfortable with.
Yeah.
What do you guys feel comfortable with?
I think it's very kind and I appreciate it when my husband opens the door for me. I think that's something that he does all of the time. However, there have been times if I'm ahead of him, I'm not going to stop in front of the door and wait for him to open it. Right. I have opened the door for myself and my husband, and I think that is perfectly okay.
Charlotte, you?
I don't really care either way. I think it's nice, but I...
You wouldn't expect a guy to open the door for you.
No, not at all.
See, I would. And maybe that makes me old school, but I'm going to open the door in that situation. I'm even going to step ahead a couple of steps because I want to make sure I'm opening the door.
Well, then I'd be annoyed. Then I'd be why is this guy cutting me off?
But also, yeah. When you and I come to work in the building and stuff like that, if I'm ahead of you, it's not like you stop me to get ahead of me to open the door for me. I unlock the door and open it. Do you get what I'm saying? That has happened numerous times.
You do. Hold the door for me.
Yeah, I'll hold the door. Yeah,
yes,
like
what
I would.
What I'm saying is, do you hold the door open? Yes. But is that something that you are adamant about doing every single time? No. And have I opened the door for you? Yes. So I think both can be true.
How about this? Let's just say it's Valentine's Day. You guys have separate accounts. Who's paying for Valentine's Day? Because I'm telling you, if it's a separate account, I'm probably paying.
Separate account.
I'm paying on Valentine's Day. And we're just talking, and by the way, you're tuning in, we're talking about the strong independent woman versus male chivalry, which one's going to win out in these situations, right? If Valentine's Day, we're sitting down, I'm going to pay because that's what I feel like I'm supposed to do as the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not going to expect.
But do you do it because you're supposed to do it or you do it because you want to do it?
I feel like that's what I'm expected to do as the guy.
But
that's
it's expectation, not because you genuinely want to.
No, I feel like it's what I'm supposed to do as a guy.
I think and that makes me sad. It would mean a lot more to me if the person is doing it because they want to rather than feeling obligated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you guys expect? Again, it's Valentine's Day and we're not going 50-50 on it. So mm-hmm. what is your expectation then?
Garage Boy would. He would take care of it. And okay. He wouldn't be doing it because he feels like he needs to.
What's your expectation, though? What's your expectation?
Well, it's all joint. So it's both of us together. There isn't a separation.
I didn't
there.
Say there's no 50-50. So what's your expectation? If one person's going to pay for it, mm-hmm. what's your expectation?
I know that he would do it because he wants to, and I would appreciate him for doing that. But the word expectation wouldn't be a part of the conversation because mm-hmm. my husband isn't doing it out of obligation. He's doing it because he genuinely wants to take care of me in that way. And I think there's a difference where I feel like, and honestly, it might change. Maybe if you meet someone that kind of brings up those feelings to where the reaction won't be like, I'm doing this because I'm supposed to. It's like it transitions into all I want to do is take care of you. And I think that's where Millie is coming from, where when you are in that type of partnership, and the reason why she's being so defensive over her husband, and I respect her for it, is we like to take care of each other. It's not one against the other. And I want that to be more of a conversation that's taken seriously. It doesn't have to be one pinpointed against the other when it comes to independent woman and also male chivalry, because both people and both of the aspects in this type of relationship that we're discussing, both people like to be taken care of.
If that's the case then, and I hear you, why would you not say, I would like to treat him for Valentine's Day then?
Because that wouldn't be the only way. Because in that situation, when you brought up the dinner situation, that's not going to be the only thing we're doing for Valentine's Day. And I know in my mind that I've already gotten my husband a gift as well.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Yeah, welcome to the end of your week. Silly game we came up with. In case you don't know, Jess is a very sensitive person, and we made a game out of it, because why not? How this works is Jess is going to present to you three reasons of why she may have cried this week as a sensitive person, and you're going to try to figure out of these three stories, which is the real reason of why she did cry this week. So two of these stories, not the real reason she cried. One of these stories is the real reason of why she cried. Makes sense? You got to figure out which one is which. Okay, so let's get into this and see how you do with this week of Friday Cry Day. With story number one.
Story number one. So yesterday at work, our friends Greg and Gina from down the hall at 101.9 told me that there were leftover bagels in the freezer from last week.
No, not another food item.
Free food, win. But here's the issue. The cream cheese situation is unclear. So they are like peeling back the lid and I'm immediately like, guys, hold on. Because I'm one thing about me you need to know about, like when it comes to when there's something that I don't see a visible expiration date on, I get massive amount of anxiety. I don't like it. So I'm like, you guys, are we sure? Like, are you sure we should do this? And they're both like, Jess, relax. It's fine. It was from a couple of days ago. And I'm like, are you sure this is sanitary? And they're like, you're fine. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I eat the bagel. Fast forward, a few hours go by. I get a text in our group chat. And they're both like, something is happening in the tummy region and it's not good. So immediately I start spiraling. Was I feeling nauseous before I got that text? I don't think so. But once I got it, I think I'm dying, right? Like, am I actually about to get sick? Or is this just like my own anxiety thinking something like winter is coming? So I immediately leave as soon as I can. I start driving home. And that's when my stomach chose violence.
No.
I literally start freaking out crying because I'm like, what if I don't make it home? Am I literally about to poop my pants in my car? Because listen, if that was going to occur, I would never drive my car again. Like I would have, it would belong to the streets. I would legitimately have to set it on fire. Like there's no way.
Y'all were wild for eating that, by the way.
Thankfully, I made it and everything was okay. But I was like fully convinced that my life was over.
No. That was a wild decision. All right, story number two.
So last weekend, I hosted Fashionista in Harbor East, and it was so much fun. But here's the thing. Days like that do not just magically happen. A lot of fun moments you see on social media, there's a lot of behind the scenes that goes into that. The entire day, my husband garage boy is like running around behind the scenes, taking like all the videos and pictures that I need, carrying my stuff, like making sure everything went okay, and all while calming me down when I would freak out and get really nervous. And then when everything was all said and done, I walked off stage and there he was just like really excited, cheering me on. And I started crying because I'm just so thankful to have someone who believes in me the way he does.
Sweet. Story number three.
So both of my nieces have huge milestones this week. My niece Abby graduated from 8th grade and officially headed to high school. And she also got her first phone. Oh my God. And Maya graduated from 5th grade and is officially becoming a middle schooler. Now you've heard Abby on Dear Abby and Maya on Nieces Know Best. And you've basically been able to watch these girls grow up with me. And I talked to them on their graduation day and they were so excited. And we had so much fun on the phone call. But when I hung up, I immediately lost it because I wasn't there. Living across the country from my family means there are so many moments that I have to experience through a phone screen. So I got the FaceTime, but I wasn't sitting in the audience seeing them walk across the stage. And more than anything, I was just overwhelmed with how proud I am of the girls that they're becoming.
Dude, I didn't even recognize Abby. I didn't even recognize her. She's so big now. Like, that's crazy.
The freshman in high school?
That is crazy. She's so big now. She's grown up so much.
Insane.
All right, what was the real cry? First up, Mercedes in Aberdeen. What's up, Mercedes?
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Mercedes, which one was the real cry, you think?
I think story number two.
Story number two was the one about Garage Boy and Fashionista over the weekend. Now, why that one?
I just feel like Garage Boy is there for you through everything. You know, every event you guys go to, he's always there by your side, taking a picture, being supportive, holding your stuff. It's just so hard to find, and it's just nice to have that.
It's a good response. By the way, Mercedes didn't think I had the right emote when Jess was telling the story.
You're like, cute.
I concur.
We were running. Jess's first story about the poop went on for like 9 minutes. I looked at the time and
it
I was like,
oh,
I don't have time. I don't have time to like really respond to that story. We got to move on here. So I'm sorry if I didn't have the right emotion.
You know what? Her trauma went on longer.
I'm sure. It's a very stressful story. No,
I mean, we're still on time. So I don't know why you're complaining. We're literally on time.
We're really running long on that first one. So Jess, was that the garage story number two? Is that the real cry this week?
So at that moment, that wasn't the real cry. But Mercedes, as you were speaking, I like legitimately started crying right now. But I'm sorry. No, that was not the real cry. But you
Mercedes.
Did literally just made me cry. But
after
I love
all
you.
That.
I'm sorry.
After all that.
I love you and okay. I appreciate you.
That's why I didn't get that invested. I knew that wasn't the real cry this week. No, I didn't really know. But it's a good guess, though. But thank you so much for trying.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. See you. All right. Next up, Jamie in Columbia. Jamie, you got two stories left. Is it story number one or story number three?
I think it's number three.
Story number three. That's the one with her nieces graduating.
Abby and Maya. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. You know, she's watching it from afar. First off, why do you think that's the real cry?
I've listened to you all for a while now. I've kind of heard Jess's stories, you know, of Maya and Abby, the nieces know best, kind of hearing them grow up through the radio. And, like, I feel emotional, and they're not even my nieces. So, yeah.
So, so if you're feeling emotional, it must make sense. Jess, is that the real cry?
Yeah, that's the real cry.
Dang, there you go. It's solid.
First of all, Jamie, that literally... Ugh, that is so, that means so much to me because I do feel like you all have been able to watch them grow up along with me. And when Abby got her phone this week, I was the first FaceTime that she ever made on our new phone.
Oh my God.
And I was a flipping mess. And then Maya also dyed her hair this week. And I was like, what is going on? Like, how did we get here? And it's just so crazy because I'm like, these little girls, the way that their voices used to sound in my head, and like, I always will have that memory, but watching them grow up, and I wanted so badly to be there, and it breaks my heart that I wasn't, but I'm just so honored that you guys have been able to watch them grow up with me, and it means, honestly, just to let you know, it means so much to me and my family of how invested you guys are in us and the girls, so thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Yes, we're super invested.
And congratulations.
There you go. Yes, you're the winner Friday Friday. Congratulations. Appreciate that. Y'all, we call that Friday Friday, and we'll play it again next week.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.